Now, friends, today we come to the Gospel of Luke. We leave the Old Testament for just a while we take up the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament. Then we'll go back into the Old Testament to the book of Numbers. But right now, we've come to one of the wonderful books of the Bible. By the way, that reminds me, I think I say that about every book. Well, very frankly, there are 66 wonderful books in the Bible. Now, the 67th one is not so good. The reason, of course, is there's no 67th book. But these 66 are all wonderful, and I can say that accurately and truly about the Gospel of Luke. Now, as I've indicated before, each Gospel was written for a very definite purpose and to a very definite people, to people that have the same kind of a background. Matthew, we saw, was written to the nation Israel. Mark was written to the Romans. Now, the Gospel of Luke is written to the Greek, and it was written to the Greek mind. I always label this Luke written for the thinking man. And I'd like to put down today quite a bit of background, if you do not mind, because I think it's going to be helpful as we come to this wonderful Gospel. And I must confess that it's a thrill to me to come to this very wonderful book. Now, let me look at some preliminary things. At the close of the 19th century, there was a wave of skepticism that swept over Europe and the British Isles. Delusion and disappointment with the optimism of the Victorian era. And on the lighter side, it led, of course, to the gay 90s. But it caused many scholars to begin a more serious investigation of the Bible. Some became skeptical and others became cynical. And that was a brilliant young scholar in Cambridge, and he was an agnostic. He wanted to disprove the accuracy of the Scripture, and he thought this would be the way to do it. Luke had written a historical record of Jesus and the missionary journeys of Paul, and all historians make mistakes, and so Sir William Ramsay thought he'd find the error. And by the way, they do make mistakes. Mr. and Mrs. Will Durant have turned out the story of civilization, and I think that they have spent over 40 years in working this out. They've looked at about 20 civilizations over 4,000 years, and I do not know how many volumes that they have, but they have quite a few volumes, and they've made this statement. Will you listen to this? Our knowledge of the past is always incomplete, probably inaccurate, beclouded by ambivalent evidence and biased historians, and perhaps distorted by our own patriotic or religious partisanship. Most history is guessing. The rest is prejudice. And of course, today, many of you know that even the great Herodotus, the Greek historian, as some, I had a professor once said, he was a liar. That is, that Herodotus was. Well, may I say that this man, Sir William Ramsay, the student at Cambridge, thought that he had just checked up on the journeys of Paul. And he became an archaeologist. And I have a set of his books, Sir William Ramsay's books, my secretary gave to me several years ago when she discovered I was very much interested in this man and what he had discovered. Well, he found out that Dr. Luke didn't make an error. He went and checked him on everything, and Dr. Luke is accurate.